If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to the Untold Story podcast. I'm Martha McCallum. It's great to have you with us today. We've been doing a couple of things that are sort of off of our beaten path recently. We talked to Tegan Girard about recipes for the holidays. So because it's around the holidays, we're sort of wanting to focus a little bit more on things that bring comfort and health and well-being. So today we're joined by the woman who is known as Organic Olivia. Your real name is Olivia Amatrano. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes.
Good. So I always start these Untold Story podcasts by just having you give us just a little bit of a sense. Who are you? Where are you from? And how did you get to be known as Organic Olivia?
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor. I am born and raised in Yonkers, New York. Nowadays, I'm a clinical herbalist. I have my own line of herbal formulas that help to just make life a bit smoother and easier. And I originally got into this line of work because I grew up with a slew of different chronic health issues, everything from pretty severe IBS to pretty severe cystic acne, mood struggles, anxiety, and I was on a lot of different medications, some of which worked, some of which didn't, and gave me more side effects.
What were the medications for?
So, for example, I was on an antispasmodic medication for IBS because I would eat certain things and I would just be doubled over in pain and spasms. I would try to go to the gym after eating some peanut butter or some yogurt, and I was having these terrible pains and reactions. But all the while, my doctors and physicians were telling me that there was no way that it could be food related, and I just needed to kind of take a pill and move on. But that wasn't quite enough for me. I wanted to dig deeper. I wanted to know the root cause of my health issues, and I got into holistic health, where everything can sort of be traced back to a deeper root cause.
And how did you, what is a clinical herbalist? How does someone become a titled clinical herbalist?
Absolutely, it's a great question. So I went to a program called Arbor Vitae School of Traditional Herbalism. Originally, they were on 14th Street. They moved to Brooklyn, and now they're up in New Paltz. But it's a group of herbalists that created this three-year clinical program where you study Materia Medica. You go one by one through all of the different main herbs that one uses to formulate and prescribe. And you learn from different practitioners, elders in your community, and then eventually you work at our clinic. We had a clinic in Harlem. It was a free clinic at a church, and we worked one-on-one with folks who wanted to come in and have an herbal protocol created for them to help them deal with various chronic issues and complaints. And then at the end of your program, you can submit your body of work essentially to the American Herbalist Guild and become a registered herbalist.
That's very interesting. Now, you know, I think it's interesting because I've always been interested in alternative medicine, I think, in conjunction with traditional medicine, because there are a lot of things that, you know, prescriptions are really great for in life. But it's really the oldest form of medicine.
It is. And there's so many different pharmaceuticals that are derived from plants. You know, we have aspirin from willow bark. We have digoxin, which is a medication for heart failure, and AFib from the foxglove plant. We have anti-malarial medications from sweet wormwood. So plants are just this treasure trove of different phytochemicals that we can now synthesize and standardize in modern life-saving pharmaceuticals. But there's also this world of plants that we haven't yet synthesized that still have massive benefits, especially when you're consuming them in their whole form with their full spectrum of phytochemicals that we may be missing out on when we pick just one active ingredient in a medication.
So you say you had skin trouble. I'm just looking at you. You have glowing, beautiful skin. Honestly, I'm not kidding. She looks so healthy.
Thank you.
And so are you telling us that you weren't born with this skin? You didn't always look like this?
I certainly was not. I had really intense cystic acne lesions and nodules all over my forehead and cheeks and chin. And I noticed that my acne would flare up right when my IBS would flare up. Mm-hmm. And I also noticed that my anxiety and some of my mental health concerns would also worsen at the same time. And that's, again, what led me to the holistic picture of this one root cause.
Is it focused on young women like yourself? Do you feel like that's your biggest audience?
I think a large portion of my audience certainly is young women, but I have people from all walks of life who are coming and just want to learn about these integrative tools that they can use alongside Western medicine, the beauty of Western medicine, to complement it. And to your point with my skin issues, I originally found out that there's this gut microbiome, gut-skin axis, that was really at the root of everything that I was experiencing. So once I worked on really cleaning up my gut health and changing my diet and focusing on feeding the right kinds of bacteria and weeding out the wrong kinds of bacteria, not only did my IBS go into remission, but my skin cleared up and my brain fog cleared and everything got better.
Mm. So you talk also about thyroid issues. I think a lot of women, I have a thyroid condition, Graves' disease. I know a lot of women have different thyroid issues. So, you know, I guess there's stress, there's thyroid, there's skin. Give us one of each, sort of. If you are dealing with stress and anxiety, what is something easy that you could sort of start to incorporate into your life that you think if people tested it for a while, it might make a difference?
Well, I think stress is really the cornerstone of a lot of the things that you're talking about, whether someone is dealing with more of a classical thyroid issue like hypothyroidism, where there's not an autoimmune component, or something like Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, where there is an autoimmune component. When we're in chronic fight or flight mode, we're chronically stressed, our body has something called the HPA axis. It's the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, and that also speaks to our ovaries and our thyroid in the case of women. And so when the hypothalamus, the brain, perceives stress in our life, it talks to all of these other glands and organs and can actually down-regulate the thyroid, or in the case of an autoimmune condition, it can create a little bit of havoc within the immune response and create this immune response that's on overdrive and attacking our own tissues. So when you hear that, you know, stress is the root cause of all disease, there's actually this biochemical explanation for that. And so when I'm looking at anyone, whether they have a thyroid disorder or a gut issue or skin issues, I start with stress. And in the plant kingdom, we'd look to two different classes of herbs. One would be adaptogens. Adaptogens are these wonderful, non-toxic food-like roots that we can consume in pretty large quantities because they're so non-toxic. Things like ashwagandha, rhodiola root, eleuthero. And these plants have a normalizing or regulating effect on that HPA axis, even when we're dealing with major life stressors. Adaptogens are actually able to boost things like heat shock proteins, which we find happens in a sauna, for example. We hear how good the sauna is for us. Adaptogens can do that, and by activating these heat shock proteins, they actually protect us from some of that cellular oxidative damage that happens during stress. They can even protect the neurons in the brain from stress. So they just kind of help to regulate that entire axis so that all of our hormones aren't quite as wonky when we're totally overworked and depleted, which is most Americans. And then we look at nervine herbs. So those are sort of our calming herbs that help to increase neurotransmitters like GABA. That's our really calming, yummy neurotransmitter. And they help to reduce our levels of anxiety. So that's something like passionflower. That's a great herb for somebody who has looping thoughts. They can't go to sleep because they're racing over the same scenarios in their mind. That's something like chamomile. That's an herb that most people have actually consumed before in a restaurant. But it's quite medicinal, especially for someone whose anxiety tends to manifest as stomach distress. And that can also be something like holy basil. That's an herb that I love when I'm looking to calm down, maybe try to meditate, although that's also really hard when you're stressed out. But these are nervine herbs that can sort of downshift the brain and just help us to find more peace and relaxation.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So how do you take them? Do you put them in water? Do you have them in tea? Is it important to take them on an empty stomach or with something?
So it really depends on the person when it comes to empty stomach or with food. Some people just have sensitive stomachs. So I think the first time you have your first foray with herbs, you want to take them after a meal just to make sure that you don't have any stomach upset. But usually I do like to take herbs on an empty stomach, especially if they're a liquid tincture form, because then you get to absorb the product more fully. When it comes to something like a adaptogens, those nutritive, non-toxic herbs, those are best taken in their dried powder form. So they can taste pretty bad, so doing capsules is a lovely solution to that. But you can also put something like ashwagandha into a muffin recipe and make stress-reducing muffins, or you can put it into some oat milk or milk at night and make sort of an ashwagandha golden milk latte before bed to help you calm down. When it comes to those fast-acting nervines, where you're really maybe having a bit of an anxiety attack, you're freaking out before a podcast interview, you can't sleep at night and you need something to work quickly, that's when I look to more of these liquid tincture formulas, because they're extra strength, they're extracted into this liquid. You need a very small amount, and they're fast acting again because they're absorbed so quickly.
Interesting. I think it's fascinating, and I think people, you know, are looking for things that they can take that are natural. There's so much, you know, people, the effort to detox, right, and to get all of these things out of our systems that sometimes certain medicines can leave behind, and just life in the environment can leave behind. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that you recently got married.
I did.
Talk to women who are in your age group about life, de-stressing. We see all kinds of data that shows that people don't necessarily want to get married anymore. The number of people getting married is dropping dramatically. I think it's down like 70% since the 70s. So having just gone through this yourself, and being someone who thinks about the whole picture of life and well-being, what's your recommendations to people?
Well, I certainly understand the delaying marriage and kids aspect. I think that there's a lot of pressure on women nowadays to provide for the home. We need two income households nowadays. And, you know, also, it's just an interesting time on the planet. There's more female entrepreneurs at this time. Women are really finding themselves in their identity. And so I would recommend to women not to rush into anything, and to know that if you're asking for advice about a partnership or about marriage, I would tell women that you're not necessarily marrying just the person. You're also making a commitment to yourself to show up and marry yourself within that relationship so that you don't lose who you are.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people are choosing not to get married?
I think that a lot of people are disconnected from themselves nowadays. And so it's actually much harder to connect with others and make meaningful relationships where the communication is there. Because if you can't be honest with yourself, then you can't be honest with another person. And I think a lot of people are at a time in this world where we're hurting and we're doing a lot to dissociate and to sort of get out of our bodies and listen to a TV show or a podcast or, you know, have a glass of wine. And we're not necessarily feeling our emotions because it can be very overwhelming. And the more that we dissociate, the more that we move farther away from the connection that we can have with ourselves and with others. So I think our nervous systems and our relationships and our attachment from childhood and the trauma that many of us experience could use a little bit of love. And luckily, I think my generation is getting into that, and we're having a little bit more awareness around it. We're going to therapy more. We're digging into our attachment styles and why we may be having trouble in partnerships, or why we're choosing people that are emotionally unavailable. And we're really doing the work on ourselves. So I think that we're in a bit of a revolution, and we'll be the generation that changes that.
Organic Olivia. Where can people find you, Olivia? It's great to meet you, and I'm fascinated by your business, which is doing really well, and look forward to trying some of it. What do you think is the first, if you were going to take one thing, if you said to someone, okay, if you want to get one of these, what would you start with?
So if you're someone who has constant stomach issues, my probiotic's a great place to start. We have prebiotics and enzymes in there as well to help with bloating and discomfort. If you're someone who's really stressed, I have an adaptogen formula called Adrenal Recovery. And if you're someone who has mood troubles or anxiety, I have something called Mood Juice that helps a ton. And if you're doing a dry January sober journey, this is great in a mocktail because you'll actually feel loosened up and a little bit happier before your social event.
Thank you, Olivia, Organic Olivia. Follow Olivia on, what's your Instagram?
So my Instagram is at @shoporganicolivia, and you can find my formulas on my website, organicolivia.com.
Right, because we want to encourage people to not spend so much time in social media in the new year and spend more time sort of connecting and associating rather than disassociating. But this is a healthy one and a good stop to make. So, Olivia, thank you so much. Great
Thanks
to
so
have you here. Really interesting.
It.
Thanks so much for being here.
Of course.
That's The Untold Story. I'm Martha McCallum. Join us next time. You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.